everybody. Welcome to the Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony. Got a great show. What have I always said from the very beginning, right? When they're screaming at you, when they're yelling, always think mirror. They're usually screaming and yelling about themselves. Well, we had a funny instance over the weekend with this person who started on my YouTube channel. And they started on my YouTube channel wanting to go across, and they, you know, what do you know about Quo Warranto? If you guys haven't checked, when I put out an episode the end of the week before, it was called Quo Warranto. Had to do with the situations and issues over in Arizona. I'm not going to go into it. Anyway, there's a person, Tori says, or Tore. I don't even know who that is. I actually, just before speaking on this microphone, I went and I actually looked up on Telegram to see, because this lady in Facebook was screaming, yelling about how are you talking about Quo Warranto? First and foremost, I don't even know who Tori is. Second of all, every piece of feedback that anyone who's ever listened to Tori has a bunch of people who help her get information. I don't. Once again, I have no beef with Tori. But if Tori wants to work together, come on the show, talk, discuss, have a good time, I'm all for that. Tori, this is a shot for you, and I will make sure that you listen to this promise very clearly. Get your trolls away from my page. It will not end well. Didn't end well for the troll that came to my page, who's actually a follower of mine. So it's really funny because they generally know the rules. And the rules are, you can speak up and do what you want. You want to come at me? I never once put anything out there with your name on it. I never even go to your page. My fans won't do that because they have respect. And to use the word patriot, you're fake. Your fan is fake. So if you, Tori, have a real issue with me, please come bring it to me. Otherwise, keep your trolls away from my page. Thank you. Now, to get onto the news of what's out there. You guys have been seeing over this entire time tons of things changing. I've been posting and posting and posting on Facebook. I've been posting and posting and posting all over the place of different pictures. There is word that, quote unquote, possibly Fauci is resigning or stepping away in the near future. I posted about a CNN anchor leaving. Now, guys, I've already heard so many people come back with this, the whole Don Lemon thing. Well, they only canceled his show. Do you guys understand what that means when your show gets canceled and you have to split a show with somebody else, or you can no longer do this show? Do you actually understand what that means? That means that the fans didn't want you. That means you've been fired. In our heads, right, we like to listen to the spin cycle. The spin cycle is what's been going on for years. It's very common in sports. Go listen to it. Go look at it. First and foremost, there's a couple aspects to the spin cycle. One is coaching, or the figureheads that are around. They get fired from one team, they go to another team. They get fired from that team, they go to another team. Okay? So if you really want to divide things straight down the middle, and then split it apart, and you have your rights and you have your lefts, right? Just normal, right? We'll just use that as an example. They start filtering all these people in through the right, through all those positions, right? Until they're no longer wanted, and then they push them out. Same thing with the left. Okay. So what happened with Ellen? Ellen was fired. I broke that news. Ellen was fired. And if you want to know, because a lot of people get really upset, Anthony, why aren't you upset? You know, when these people say these things. Okay, do you look and actually digest what the comments are? The comments are generally, are you on drugs again? Are you this? Are you that? That is a very simple way to try to discredit and try to manipulate people's thoughts into thinking that something's wrong with you, not the way of thinking. Just immediately discredit you. And that is a really, really funny thing. because the more and more that that continues to take place, the more and more people are seeing it. And they wonder why. We all wonder why you can't have a conversation with somebody. It's pretty ridiculous. The second that you say something that doesn't fit or go along exactly with their narrative, somehow you're on drugs. Somehow. There's something that you're doing that's wrong, that's crazy, outlandish, all over the place. You don't have your marbles about you. You're not the same person anymore. Have you heard all this stuff? And here's the funny thing. I do this show by myself. I do all the marketing. I do all the content creation. I do all the production. I do everything. And so for a fan, quote unquote fan, who feels some type of way and tries to use the word patriot, you really don't know what the word patriot means. You really don't. And you're an idiot. And I hope you listen to this. And I hope your feelings are hurt so that maybe, just maybe, you learn that lesson. Don't ever come onto my channel like that again and try and breathe that hot fire. Because I'm telling you right now, dude, I'm the biggest dragon there is, and I will eviscerate your lack of logic and common sense. And there's a ton of lack and common sense that's out there in the news right now. Okay? I just wanted to go over this really quick and button up. The Ellen and Don Lemon thing, there's more to it. Guys, look, when you hear people talking about what, maybe they're pedophiles, maybe they're not, I have no idea. You know what I do know? They both acted like assholes to the people around them, and eventually people had enough. They eventually rubbed the wrong person the wrong way. It's as simple as that. I look at tons of different Telegram sites. I look at tons of different news sites. I read a lot of different things. I view it. I look through Twitter. I look through Facebook. I look through Twitch. I look through Telegram. I look through all these different social media places. First and foremost, Parler is trash. Get off of Parler. It's not good. Gab, I don't even use Gab. I don't use Gab. Why? It's obnoxious. MeWe is terrible. Okay? It really is. And just so you guys know, they all claim to give you like freedom of speech, but I would like to understand how you, as a small person going in there, if you're a small business or not, how are you growing your followings? They talk about organic. It seems to go between the same people all of the time. I've tried to tell you guys this. It doesn't matter what social media that you're on, right? Like, this is a common sense thing. No matter where you go, their job is to have people interacting with the platform and to have people purchasing advertising and stuff like that. Like, LinkedIn is tremendous for growth on different things, but the reality of it comes down to, it's a crappy platform. It's the same thing as the other ones with a whole bunch of people bitching about how they want people to act on it. So I asked the simple questions of like, is that really what you want to do? You know, and I don't know, like it's a lot of work to go into something that you're not going to get that stuff back. And that's really the issues that you have to think about. What are you using it for? If you're using it just to chat and say stuff, okay, here's one thing that people weren't paying attention to what they were doing, that you can find different variations of things said. So for example, if you don't want to get removed for saying something about Biden, you can type an I and a 3, and it will make the B, right? You could type any way that you want. Make it up. Because I'm going to tell you this now. If you try that and go into Google and search things with like an I, B, and then type in Biden, or a 1 as the I, whatever, however you want to do it, okay? And if you do that, or an I and a V for an N, okay? If you use those methods and go search, you will find different documents. You will find different things out there in the web world. You will find that. People don't know that. So when we talk about how people are hiding things, where there's codes, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on the internet itself, it may be in blogs, it could be spread all over the place in chatter channels all across. I'm trying to make the point that the stuff is out there. People have been speaking in code for a long time. This is not the first time. This is not SOS, and this is not Morse code. We understand that. But the digital world, to protect yourself and certain things that you're doing, there are ways to do it. And when you're trying to get around algorithms, how do you do it? You have to go back to pager styles. If you were born in the 80s and you had a pager, you're talking 143 to say I love you, 133 to say I miss you, 123 to say right now, 911, it's an emergency, 411, give me the information. It was that simple. And if you don't know that stuff, that's where people get tripped on. Lots of tripping. That's where a lot of the information gets found. But I'm just a dumb game designer who's not an attorney. And I obviously don't know this stuff, right? Wrong. But let's hit with a little bit of news, because we've been looking at this Israel and Palestine thing that's been going on for quite some time. Hamas is getting smashed. The Iron Dome is working for Israel. And I've said this, and I'll say it again, and I will not deviate from this message of what I'm saying about all of this. Ready? It's real simple. The fighting is unnecessary. Unnecessary. When Trump was in office, there was peace in the Middle East. There was peace with Israel. We understand that people weren't happy about certain things. But we've got to look at exactly what is taking place there. We're seeing that money's being transferred. We're seeing that loopholes are being exerted. And the loopholes are being exerted because the money is being funneled. This is money laundering on a large scale. That's really what it is. And the more and more that this takes place, the more and more numb, and the more and more that the spin cycle news gets to move forward. So what they do is they take the news story that causes the most fear, the most pain, that's going to attract the eyeballs to take you away from something else that has been taking, that's happening, or was taking place, or could suck the oxygen out of that balloon. Well, how come nobody's talking about what Rand Paul, what he said to Fauci about the Wuhan projects, where the money was coming from, who directly funded that testing, why that testing is done? Now, to be clear, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to speak out of turn, right? Because I already know people are going to be listening and they're going to want anything that they could possibly jump on. Anthony, where did you get this from? What are you talking about? Go listen to Dr. Fauci being questioned by Rand Paul. Okay? And when you see that and you listen to it, Fauci was involved. And yes, they do test viruses, diseases, sickness, whatever, right? They test it. Why do they test it? So that they can try and get ahead of it. But once again, the age-old adage forever, what makes a villain? The person who uses that extremely powerful information for a bad cause. Once again, perspective, all of that, all determines whatever is behind that, whatever the meaning behind that is, whatever the feeling behind that is, okay? But what I'll tell you is really simple right now. Fauci was involved, period. Period. So, how is he so wrong about everything he said from the beginning when his money was involved in investing in the Wuhan project? How was he so wrong? 3 masks, 2 masks. Don't go next to anybody. Can't sit there. If you can't answer the question that when I stand up, you can get coronavirus, but when I sit down at a table in a restaurant, I can't. If you can explain that to me. Also, I have another question. If somebody's back's towards me, then I don't need to wear a mask if they're turned around and not facing me, correct? Because if they're breathing, if they're sniffing, if they're sneezing, if they're coughing, it's going in front of them in a projectile. Coronavirus doesn't, when it projects out of them, go and then make a hard right, a 180 turn, and come back and get me, right? I didn't think so. So, vaccinations now. How can they check? If you really think about it, how can they check? Okay, maybe you need to fly. So you got to show a vaccine card. I'm not getting the vaccine. I won't. I'm not adding that Molotov cocktail into my blood system that I don't know what it is. I haven't had coronavirus. I don't have coronavirus. And I'm not spreading coronavirus to anybody. Anthony, how do you know? Really simple. I don't get up in everybody's business. Ready? Let's take my son's baseball game for a minute. So they put out a letter. We want everybody to be safe. Keep the parents away from the dugout as much as possible. But hold on one second. All the parents are clustered together watching the game's cheerings with no mask on. What difference is it if somebody walks by a dugout? It makes no sense. I walk by the dugout anyway. I talk to all the parents. I shake their hands. Guess what, guys? If you touch your butthole with your hand, it's probably a good idea to go wash your hands before you touch your face. That's coronavirus. There you go. It's the flu with pink eye. Come on. Does it make any sense? Okay, New York Yankees. All vaccinated. Now, 9 people of the vaccinated people now have coronavirus. Okay. Have you ever heard of throttling a switch? Right? Internet providers can do this. You can throttle the shifts. Like maybe you have something that goes really fast and you can put something in there, right? And it kind of stops it a little bit. It throttles it so that, you know, at any point in time, you can go really low or you can really rev it up, right? Does anybody think that they're doing that with the testing? It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's a simple question. I have just a simple question. How is it when I stand up at a restaurant, coronavirus can get me? When I sit down, it cannot. So quick question, is it in the soup? Because we heard it could be transferred from animal to human. And then we heard, oh my God, it's sticking to everything. And then we heard it's not. And then we heard, oh my God, masks help out so much. But then the more and more information from like thousands and thousands of doctors out there say, no, it doesn't. God, there's no cure. We have nothing that's going to help. HCQ helps. No, it doesn't. Thousands and thousands of doctors have confirmed that HCQ is, in fact, the best medication for coronavirus as a pre and during, even post. How many people have you seen that have gotten coronavirus that are just fine? They lost their sense of taste, maybe. Some people will get, it's like the flu, right? And when you have a strand or a strain that is completely unfamiliar to the human system, it can have some effects. It could do some damage. But as we can see, coronavirus really hurts those who are super sick or old. Ah, Cuomo, guy in Seattle. Portland, nursing homes. That's not over yet. That's going to come back out. That is far, far, far from over. But I thought that this was really interesting. Why did I find this interesting? Probably because I like this stuff, right? There have been recently, I mean, I'm not going to read to you guys like all the, you know, Trump notices and blah, 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 blah. Like, you guys can go read that stuff yourself. If it's super interesting and really in there, then I will. But this Arizona audit is far from done. Here's what I want to say about it, because I've said this enough, and here's my real, real quick answer to it all. If there was a router, which it's coming out that there was, in with the machines, and outside people had access, guess what? It was able to be manipulated via the internet. That's it. Right? We also found out that the Steele dossier was a complete lie. Most of us knew that for a long time, right? But here's the spin cycle. We're going back. Spin cycle, spin cycle, spin cycle. That's the whole basis of this show. And if you haven't seen it, right? Oh, no, nobody's believing race anymore. Q COVID-19 increase. Oh, no, nobody's believing COVID-19 increase anymore. Mass shootings. Gotta touch the heartstrings. Gotta go after the kids. Gotta go after the race. Oh, no, nobody's believing guns anymore. People are buying more ammo. Cue black men being killed. It's amazing when you watch that spin cycle. Then you have herbs like LeBron James out there. And when he doesn't want to hear the backlash between bad tweets and everything else, he gets a sprained ankle. You guys, come on. The news anchors, the people leaving from shows. Look, there are times on everybody. There are timelines on everybody. There are deadlines for everybody. It's the way the businesses work. But if you're not noticing how people are leaving or what's happening, or you don't have any questions as to why the gas shortage wasn't that big of a deal. So really quick, we have the FBI and the CIA, and neither one of them are able to actually prosecute the people that were involved for hacking and getting a ransom. I thought Americans don't pay terrorists. And hacking the pipeline technically is a terrorist operation. But Biden pays them. Isn't that amazing? Ah. Shredded ballots found in Maricopa County. Right? That's being found. Tori, you got anything to say on that? No? Ah, this one's really interesting, right? Arlington, Arizona. Fire crews from multiple agencies were called to battle a massive fire at the Hickman Eggs Farm between Buckeye and Tonopah on Saturday afternoon. Now, that happened a little while ago. How often do you hear of a fire on a farm? Does somebody want to let me know? Right? Like, how? Massive fire on a farm? Did a tractor blow up? Was it leaking gas through all the crop? I don't think so. Hickman Egg Farms, they're going to have a massive fire and don't have the ability to put the fire out? That doesn't make any sense. We're just stupid, though. We believe it all. So there's tons of things, right? This is really funny. We're seeing more and more with Arizona. You're seeing Wisconsin was approved. You're seeing New Hampshire. Antrim County over there in Michigan as well has been flowing and going the entire time. But I really ask this, right? Check this out. Like County Board Chairman Jack Sellers sent a letter Wednesday to all 30 state senators accompanied by a photo of a truck loaded with some of the 2,800 boxes of ballots. So they're discussing boxes of ballots. Did anybody ever hear or listen to Runbeck prepped about 30 million ballots nationwide, according for approximately 30% of all the November paper election ballots? I don't have to go into too much on this, right? Because no matter what we hear, it's the crux of what I've said from the very beginning. First and foremost, why do you need certain pieces of code that aren't integral to how the program runs? It's only integral to manipulation of the program. Okay? Floats, doubles, when you can add decimal points. Do you see how that works? Why? If a ballot's a one-to-one, adjudication's up all over the place. But remember what I said, and I'm going to pat myself on the back for this one. I'm going to do it. Here we go. Here's my patting on the back. I had said a 0.3 to 0.5 was the shift and change between everything having to do with election, everything having to do with coronavirus, everything having to do with crypto, everything. It's always a 0.3 to 0.5 shift. Why? Because you can move the numbers on either side. And it leaves you wiggle room. If you don't understand what that means, you really have to start playing with numbers and code in that sense if you want to manipulate it, because I'll tell you right now, if you're looking for security ranges, those are going to be the security ranges. Absolutely. How? And I'm really curious on this. How are the numbers not matching up with what's the ballots are coming off the pallets? The paper ballots are not matching up at all. They are not matching up, and they will not match up. The adjudication will not match up. The pre-filled ballots will not match up. Go look into Runbeck FTP service. They're FTP servers. Runbeck had an article about bringing mail-in voting to the masses. No? Mail-in voting. No? From the election hotspot to PA to Arizona to Wisconsin, here's a fascinating read which digs into the concerns in the headlines. Politico talks with those directly with the heart of the issues, including Jeff Ellington, COO/president. That was last October. Runbeck knew Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin would be the election spots. Pretty funny. How would they know that? Last October. Right? Election was in November. So how do they know that in October? Let's take a little look-see. Let's see. Did you know, right, that the Runbeck prepared those 30 million ballots nationwide? No? Okay. Well, we said that already, right? Yep. There's another public emergency meeting. So I got a real quick question. If everything, how many times do you need emergency meetings? Don't you schedule these things? Don't you know there's time allotted? Don't you know that people work together to get these things done? Yeah? Okay. Why is there emergency meetings? Why do so many people feel the need that they have to clarify something? Something needs to be fixed. Right? That's where we are. We're running around, bouncing off of walls, trying to get information and find out something about what is happening there, because none of it makes sense. So every time that they tell you match A with A, you're trying to match A with Z. How does that work? Nothing seems to want to make sense. Why in Canada is the man in charge of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine distribution, Major General Danny Fortin, suddenly stepped down and now is subject to a military investigation? No? Oh, man. Just coincidences all over the place, right? I mean, this is going to be a shit show in the Middle East, man. I'm telling you now, this is going to be a shit show. And I feel really bad for all the people. And if you're watching what's happening in these synagogues and people trying to run for help, it is just disgusting. I hate seeing what's going on over there. I'm praying for all of them. Hopefully there's a line of peace that can be reached. But check this out, because this was something that I had said a while ago. And as this whole Bill Gates information comes in, Microsoft board members decided Bill Gates needed to leave the board in 2020 due to prior relationship with the staffer. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. So, if that is true, then my information was good. Hey, Tori, where were you on that one? Where's your fans? Do your fans know that you don't cover that as much? Your primary focus is the stuff that you feel makes you look good? Doesn't work. Where's that information? The AP building that was in Palestine that got blown up, who was paying the rent to who there? Just going to ask you. Because the AP building was housing Hamas. They were renting from there. Who was paying who? Did Hamas own the building and the AP was paying Hamas? Or was it the other way around? Ah, Fauci, this is what I'm telling you. Expect Fauci to resign or leave pretty soon. Dr. Fauci, COVID-19 pandemic exposed the undeniable effects of racism across the United States. No, you moron. Once again, can't get people to believe one thing, throw one of the other ones in there. Right? Check this out. Biden approves $735 million weapons sale to Israel. Russia warns the West that the Arctic is our land, our waters. Pretty crazy. UFO reports are going to be out there. You're going to hear more. Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum to cancel the August Singapore meeting. Gee, why is that? CNN has fired another Adil Raja, freelance contributor, in the light of these abort statements. He tweeted Sunday, "The world today needs a Hitler." They think it's okay to say. They think that they are untouchable. They think that it will never come for them. The truth is, look at what's happened with cancel culture. Hollywood's really quiet, aren't they? Trying not to step in their own shit. Matt Gaetz's associate, Joel Greenberg, pleaded guilty of sex trafficking a minor in exchange for prosecutors dropping 27 other counts that he faced. So, this was Gaetz's associate, not Gaetz. But they spoke as if it was Gaetz. Spin cycle. Now they're quiet on Gaetz, aren't they? What have we told you from the beginning? It wasn't Gaetz himself? Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, that we've been saying that from the beginning. There's tons and tons and tons that's going on. What about the army officer that was removed because he didn't agree and he wrote a book on Marxism that's entering into the military? And they got their feelings hurt, and they told him that it wasn't allowed, so they asked him to remove himself. He was forced to resign. He was removed from his post because he felt that there was Marxist ideology that was seeping in. So really quick, if you believe anything or think anything differently that doesn't go with what they want you to do, you must be removed. It's okay one way, not the other. It's always okay one way and not the other. But I also want to let everybody know, we have got amazing shows that are coming out this week. This week is Bob Levy that's coming out. I'm releasing Bob Levy's show that is coming out that's live. Also, I'm going to do a live with Bob Levy this week, I believe on Wednesday. I'll start shooting out some times. I'll get all that stuff together. But I'll do a live on social media with Bob Levy, and we'll have some fun. And we'll talk to the fans, and we'll see what's out there. And I hope that you guys really enjoy it, because we're just going to go off the cuff and raw. There's nothing written, but it'll be a lot of fun. So if you can, please support that. I know you guys have been waiting for more and more shows. I'm trying to get more and more shows together. This way I can get all this stuff done and get it out for you. I have the next couple months packed with interviews, information, and content for you. Some great learning experiences that'll be in there as well. Some great storytelling. We'll start incorporating some tips and tricks, a little bit more sports that'll come through as well. And we'll definitely have some fun over this summer. But you're going to, without a doubt, have that content that you need, man, all this entire time. And I'm extremely proud and grateful for everything that my fans have done. Thank you for coming to my defense when the trolls try to come in. But here's what I just tell even my fans. Don't even trip. Don't worry. If trolls are trying to come through and people are that scared, that means I'm doing something right. I'm a one-man show, man. I'm a one-person show. So the fact that these people are so scared about their subscribers, so scared about their followers, so scared about those notifications, so scared that a title makes them flip out and act like a fool, go ahead. I love it. It means I'm doing something right. But for everybody here who supports me, thank you so much. I love you and I appreciate it. I'm your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth, and we will see you at the next show. Thanks for listening.